physicists like Michiyukaku spend their career trying to explain the fundamental questions about the universe, and we might get the answer to one of them, although not the biggest one, if you believe our guest here. Tomorrow, the scientists at the world's largest atom smasher in Switzerland will announce the latest evidence on the existence of the Higgs boson particle. Lay people call it the God particle. That's one way to kind of understand it. It's the key to explaining a lot about the world. And Michio, I want to kind of explain what the essential question here is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm certainly no physicist, okay?
Okay, fire away.
All right, so here's how I understand it. All matter has mass, and it's harder to change the motion. It's all in motion. It's harder to change the motion of something with more mass. So it's easier to, say, move a feather out of the way than move a Mack truck out of the way, right?
That's correct.
But we don't know why matter resists a change in its motion. We don't really know why we can't just swat that Mack truck aside.
That's right. We don't know the origin of why objects have mass and therefore resist motion.
Right. And we're not really sure how it interacts with gravity to create the particles joined together with gravity to create mass.
That's right. This is, of course, not the meaning of the universe, but it's pretty close.
Right. But the reason people call it the God particle is getting back down to the very, very basics of what makes us, what makes our universe, what makes the Earth that we stand on. And we have Michiyukaku, a theoretical physicist, with us to help us explain what exactly we may or may not learn tomorrow at CERN. So, this is the world's largest atom smasher. Exactly how do they go about trying to prove the Higgs boson theory? I mean, this is a concept that's trying to explain or answer this basic mystery.
Well, the Europeans have sunk about $12 billion building a machine that is 27 miles in circumference. It is so big, you could actually put the city of Geneva inside the machine. And we have beams of protons circulating in this gigantic tube, 27 miles in circumference. We slam these two beams of protons together, and we try to recreate on a small scale some of the initial conditions of the Big Bang.
High temperatures, high densities, right?
That's right. Up to 14 trillion electron volts. Energy is not seen since the initial Big Bang itself. And we want to determine what set off the Big Bang. We know that there was a Big Bang theory. We have thousands of data points confirming that fact. But what set it off? We think that the Higgs boson helped to set off the instant of the Big Bang and in the process create the masses of the electron, the proton, the quark, and all the subatomic particles that we've cataloged. So this would be the culmination of a dream that goes back 30 years.
So the universe has cooled off a lot, obviously, since the Big Bang occurred. And if I'm understanding you, the whole purpose of the CERN, the reason that why it needs to be so large is because we have to smash these things together near light speed. That helps us to kind of imitate the high temperatures of the Big Bang. Smash them together. That helps us imitate the density, the high densities that were around when the universe began. And that helps us understand, then we can determine the Higgs boson, how they existed in isolation before all the other stuff happened. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much the picture. When we smash atoms, we begin to catalog all the different fragments we get, and we have what is called the standard model of subatomic particles. So far, we've been able to catalog hundreds of subatomic particles and put them together into a gigantic jigsaw puzzle, but there's one missing piece of the jigsaw puzzle, and that's the Higgs boson, and that's what helped to set this whole thing into motion. So we know that the Big Bang took place 13.7 billion years ago, but we don't know what triggered it. We don't know what set it off. And we think that the Higgs boson goes a long way to explaining sort of like the match that set off the fuse which gave us this universe of ours.
You know, I wanted to read you this comment from Adam Mann at Wired.com. He in an article yesterday, he said, there's a problem. The Higgs boson is starting to look a little too ordinary. That, in fact, scientists possibly are finding exactly what they predicted. Why is that a problem?
Well, you see, if the particle is not discovered, we physicists are going to have a heart attack because our entire foundation of subatomic particle physics is based on the Higgs boson. And if we don't find it, this is going to be a calamity, a catastrophe for quantum physics. So that's why we think that tomorrow they will, in fact, announce the fact that they found it. But it's not the end of physics. We think that there are particles even heavier than the Higgs boson, and we hope to find the completion of Einstein's unified field theory. We hope to find an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that will explain the meaning of the universe and the theory of everything as a consequence. And the leading candidate for such a theory is called string theory.
Yeah.
It's still controversial, not yet confirmed. But we hope to prove the fact that the Higgs boson is nothing but the last missing note of the first octave of string theory. And there are higher octaves, and we hope to find these new particles with the Large Hadron Collider, particles called sparticles, superparticles, and we hope to find them with the Large Hadron Collider as well.
All right, so it sounds to me as though the next step is trying to prove dark matter. If we understand why matter exists and how it exists, the next step is dark matter. How large of a hadron collider do you need to do that?
Well, we think that atoms and byproducts of atoms only make up 4% of the universe. So the Large Hadron Collider, at best, will explain 4% of the universe. 23% of the universe is dark matter, invisible matter, which holds the galaxy together.
Yeah.
And we hope the Large Hadron Collider is powerful enough to create some dark matter in its collisions. And the leading theory of dark matter is a string theory. And so we hope to prove that dark matter can, in fact, be created on the Earth, and that dark matter is nothing but a higher octave of string theory. And we hope to therefore explain 23% of the universe.
Well, we'll have to bring you back, Michio, so I can then inflict upon you my 5-year-old's explanation of string theory. But one last question for you. I have the same question that Calvin did and Calvin and Hobbes. Why Big Bang? Why not something like horrendous space kablooey?
Well, we don't know. If you can think of a better name, great. We've had contests, in fact, to try to create better names than Big Bangs, and so far, that name has stuck.
I'm going to go with Space Kablooey from now on. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist, author of the New York Times bestseller Physics of the Future. And it sounds as though Michio is challenging you, listeners, to come up with a better name. We want to hear it at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.